Welcome to Psychic Sources podcast series on developing your psychic abilities. Our gifted advisor, Ricky, will guide you on cultivating your mediumship skills. Advisor Ricky can be found on www.psychicsource.com under extension 8106.
Hello, this is Ricky. I'm glad to connect with you as we progress with working with the spirit world. Like many, I've had a tendency to do and learn everything in life the hard way. Envision the typical man trying to set something up straight out of the box, casting the instruction book to the side and just trying to put something together and make it work. It doesn't have to work that way with mediumship. And with this podcast, I hope to share with you what I have learned over the years to help you develop your mediumship. There are no shortcuts. Evidential mediumship takes devotion, study, and practice. But we are not alone on this path. On the other side of the veil that separates the worlds, we have gifted and loving guides that will connect with us and work with us to share the love of spirit. I've heard of one definition of a medium as being a psychic with a power. This power being the energy to connect with the spirit world. This is what makes the difference between a psychic and a medium. Not everyone is born with that special tank or reservoir within our spirit to connect with heaven. But just like a car, all of which are manufactured to hold some sort of fuel, the tank has to have substance to get us to the destination. Working as a medium, our objective is to connect to heaven, not just to touch it, but to embrace and maintain the energetic link so that the information flows. To do this, we need this power. This is what makes spirit communication possible. Mediumship functions within our conscious and superconscious mind. To attain this state of attunement, we must first have the intent, the deliberate shift of our mind and spirit to develop and maintain the link to the spirit realm. We understand that we are all spirits, and that those within the physical plane have bodies. For many years, when I deliberately turned on that inner switch to give a reading, clairvoyantly and quite vividly, I would see an outline of a face draw near to mine, right down to the eyes. I'd automatically assume that this was my spirit guide. It wasn't until I was in an advanced course at the Arthur Findlay College that it became very clear that what I had so very vividly been discerning all these years was my very own spirit. Somehow, in a way that's a bit of a challenge to explain, an energetic mirror floats in front of me, not unlike when we turn on the camera of our phone and tap the reverse arrow to take a selfie. And it is just as real as anything I see with my physical eyes. This is how I know that I'm ready to work. Now, there are as many ways to gain this attunement as there are mediums. What works for me may work differently for you. Your quest, with the help of heaven, will be to discover how you make this attunement. And attunement, being in tune with ourselves, our own spirit, is an ultimate priority. Because mediumship is spirit to spirit, ours with those in the spirit world. This is what maintains the link. We must be intentionally able to shift and to raise our vibration to the spirit world as those on the other side work to connect with us. When those within the spirit world are aware of our intent, they work with us to make the connection. Now there are a wealth of meditations available to bring us into spiritual attunement. Basic chakra exercises are good, and also guided meditations are available to download. And I'll work with a meditation with you here in this podcast. It would be an immense help if you set a specific time and place to connect to spirit. When you dedicate your schedule to work with heaven, those on the other side of life will not only be on time, I found out that they're usually early. Music is one of the most effective ways to raise the energy of your spirit and to draw those in the spirit world closer to you. More often than not, before I do any readings or conduct a seance at our home, my meditation starts at the family piano. But for the purpose of this podcast, we'll work a bit differently. I would ask that you consider listening to whatever music resonates with you as the start of this meditation. Set your intent and ask that spirits of the highest realms, the best and the brightest, come close to you. Close your eyes and inhale and exhale slowly and deeply. When you inhale, envision brilliant, shimmering light filling your lungs. Hold it for a moment and think of someone or something that you are grateful for. Release it, exhaling love in return for everything you know to be right and good about who you are and who you are becoming. As the divine light of heaven is within you, you embrace this energy and you share it with every breath. Know that true mediumship is not simply proving the continuity of life and love. Know that we do not die. There is no death, and there are no dead. Ask your guides and your angels to step closer to you. Resist the urge to place labels on them regarding names, genders, and roles. Knowing that some of your guides have been with you forever, understand that you have many spirit helpers, all with united intent to assist you in your growth and development. Exhale love and gratitude to all of them. Discern the energies they convey to you. Feel the healing they offer your spirit, knowing that there is no judgment from them. They understand. For many of them have not only walked along with you on this path, there are some that have walked a very similar path to you. There are mediums in the spirit world, just as there are mediums here. They are part of your team. With your mind, invite one to step forward, to give you images, to show you the symbols they will work with you to convey messages. If you're a clairvoyant, ask them to show you an image. Hold on to that vision and send it back to them, letting them know that you understand. If you tend to work more with clairaudience, ask one of your guides to come closer to the ear of your spirit. Tilt your head to hear if you like. Pause. Tilt your head to the other side and decide which comes in clearer. Speak back to them. Not just with your mind, but with a gentle voice. Ask a question, make a request. They do not mind repeating the message. For those who seem to have a predisposition to work with more clairsentience, raise your chin, focusing on the area right between and below your ribcage, and ask that you feel something from them. Don't be surprised if you feel a light touch upon your shoulder or the fine hair upon your arm stands on end. Know that there are many ways to work with spirit, and as your dedication and commitment strengthens, there does as well. You are not limited to one area of your spirit to receive information, though you may have ones that seem to be stronger than all others combined. Your guides will help you discover and enhance the methods of communication, for with every effort you make, they will meet and exceed it. They enjoy working with you, because this is their purpose. Acknowledge them with respect and gratitude. Don't be afraid to laugh with them when the message you receive is funny. The spirit world thrives not only on love, but also, if not especially, joy. This raises a vibration. The link becomes stronger. Do not doubt what your impressions are. And remember, there is no judgment here. Waste no energy in trying to play out things in your analytical mind. The images and impressions will become clear, so that you will have no doubt. Ask your guides to encircle you. Let them know that you are grateful for their presence at this moment and always. When you are sending your energy to them, acknowledge that you welcome their instruction and suggestions to lead you to the right information. Ask them to remind you when your focus becomes too diverse or if you become distracted. Know that this is a sacred communication, an exchange of thoughts, impressions, and most of all, love, joy, and healing for your own spirit's journey.
We hope you enjoyed the Psychic Source podcast presentation. For more information on developing as a medium, please visit Ricky or any of our other medium advisors at www.psychicsource.com.